Britain. This is how a lot of major citizens see their minor counterparts, screaming, frenzied, teenage idolizers of pop stars without a sensible thought in their long-haired heads. But they're wrong, very wrong. The Daily Mail got national opinion polls to find out from teenagers which person in all the world they admired most. Surprise, surprise. Heading the list was good old Mum, number one in the teen top ten. Voted into second place, the Queen. Sir Francis Chichester got a high rating in third place. And fourth, guess who? Yes, it's Mr. Wilson. Dear old Dad was next on the list by a short head from America's first citizen, President Johnson. At number seven came the young husband. And the only pop star to get a showing in the first ten was Elvis Presley.
Guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And a day in history that will never be forgotten is the day that music died. February 3rd, 1959 marks the dark day that the world lost the talented Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and JP the Big Bopper Richardson. So the three artists boarded a chartered Beechcraft Bonanza plane, but due to the pilot being unaware of a weather advisory that had been issued just before takeoff, the chartered plane crashed minutes after flight. But how exactly did the three musicians end up on this flight? The three singers had each signed up to be a part of the Winter Dance Party Tour, which was an incredibly hectic schedule of 24 concerts throughout the Midwest in the span of a three-week period. They had already played various dates leading up to the fateful day, and it was Holly that was fed up with a cold and unreliable tour bus, so he hired a plane service to take him to the next gig in Moorhead, Minnesota, with a plan being to fly to Fargo, North Dakota, which was right by Moorhead. And initially, the original three passengers were going to be members of Holly's band, Tommy Alsup and Waylon Jennings. Tommy would give up his seat to Ritchie, as Tommy would lose the coin toss between the two. And Waylon would give his seat to Richardson, as Richardson was feeling ill. And according to Waylon's memoir, Waylon, an autobiography, he and Holly joked about the travel arrangements, with Holly telling him, "I hope your damned bus freezes up again," and Waylon replying, "Well, I hope your old plane crashes." Which Waylon would soon be haunted by the remarks for years to come. So as a gruesome discovery was made a few miles from the airport, with the bodies of Holly, Richardson, and Valens thrown from the plane and the pilot remained inside the cockpit, their lives were cut short at the ages of 22, 28, and 17, but their musical legacy lives on. And with that bit of history out of the way, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy!
lay around with hearts pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah. She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor
yo sé que es tonto mío.
abandonado, vivo sin ti, pues nunca he tenido suerte en el amor. Sí, solo, solo y triste. Sola y en mi corazón hay una esperanza de encontrar tu amor. Sí, solo, solo y triste por tu amor.
But the U.S. is not the only one that suffered a tragic loss of a talented artist. Mexico would lose Pedro Infante on April 15, 1957. Infante was an aviation fanatic and had previously experienced two plane accidents. The first, he was able to walk away unscathed. The second accident would require a graft of a metal plate in his skull. But the previous accidents did not deter him from his passion. While piloting his warplane, the aircraft would crash in the center of the city of Mérida shortly after takeoff. The accident would kill Infante, two passengers, and two people on the ground. Infante had come to be a beloved figure in Latin America due to his musical talent, his acting abilities, and his effortless charisma. Born November 18, 1917, in Mazatlán, Sinaloa, and then moving to the city of Guamuchil at the age of four, where Infante would only study up to the fourth grade. And despite his young age, Pedro would work as a farmer and would soon learn cabinet making, an art that would accompany him all his life and link him to his Catholic faith. His father was a music teacher who would teach Pedro and hone in on his natural abilities. This would lay the foundation for him as he would form a ranchera music group called La Rabia at only 16 years old. The group's musical talent would gain recognition throughout Sinaloa, and his career wouldn't gain momentum until his marriage to Maria Luisa. She was the one that envisioned his artistic career, and in 1938, they jumped from a local radio station to a national one, gaining popularity and then leading to his first musical recordings in 1943. And along with musical success, Pedro would gain fame in film, and this phenomenon was largely due to the closeness of his characters to the life of the social bases of Mexico City. Workers, characters of rural origin, and inhabitants of the neighborhoods fully identified with him and his films. So his remains lie in the Panteón Jardín in Mexico City, which has obviously become a tourist spot. And I can go on and on about him as I worship this man's voice and face, but I don't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy!
Love to me. I wanna love you night and day. You know my love will not fade away. Oh, well, you know my love will not fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it and you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real for you to know just how I feel. A love for real not fade away.
Desde que me votó y quisiera yo comprender qué fue lo que pasó. O me votó,
me votó,
me votó, me votó, mi chamaca, parezco pelota de tanto que me votó. Me votó y mañana voy a encontrar algún otro querer. No lo quiero olvidar y no recordar porque ya me votó. Me votó,
me votó,
me votó, me votó, mi chamaca, parezco pelota de tanto que me votó. ¡Wow! Mi chamaca y no sé qué hacer. Desde que me votó y quisiera yo comprender qué fue lo que pasó. Me votó,
me votó,
me votó,
me votó,
me votó, mi chamaca, parezco pelota de tanto que me votó. Me votó y mañana voy a encontrar algún otro querer. No lo quiero olvidar y no recordar porque ya me votó. O me votó,
me votó,
me votó,
me votó,
mi chamaca, parezco pelota de tanto que me votó. Oye, me votó,
me votó,
me votó, mi chamaca, parezco pelota de tanto que me votó.
Rock bone. Bopping machine.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, si tú supieras lo que yo oro por ti. No es tan fácil olvidar que me quisiste, pues fue tu amor la gloria para mí. Cuando Leonardo te estampó sobre su tela, él no sabía que me iba a enamorar. Una polla que te soñó como boca, y a los hombres gustan enamorar. Porque no quieres comprender que nos queremos, ya verás como algún día tú vendrás. Si tú quieres mi amor, Mona Lisa, aumentando cada vez más y más. Lo que lloro por ti, no es tan fácil olvidar que me quisiste, pues fue tu amor la gloria para mí. Porque no quieres comprender que nos queremos, ya verás como algún día tú vendrás. Si tú quieres mi amor, Mona Lisa, aumentando cada vez más y más, y aumentando cada vez más y más, y aumentando cada vez más y más.
That's it for this week's episode, and I don't know how to express how grateful I am to have you on this journey with me. I may not know what I'm doing more than half the time, and I just think it's absolutely hilarious how I'm scrambling to kind of put this together, but at least we're in this together. There's obviously room for growth, and who knows where this will go, but I am beyond grateful for every share and post, and it not only helps this grow, but it gives me motivation to push through each week. So thank you guys so much. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.